Hey there, March is your lucky month, especially with that tax refund on the way. Invest it wisely in your home with beautiful new floors from 50 Floor. They bring the showroom to you, making it easy to choose from hardwoods, carpets, and luxury vinyl plank. Installation is a breeze, done in just one day. Call 877-50-FLOOR or visit 50floor.com. Mention promo code podcast for an extra $300 off. Discover why 50 Floor is the ultimate flooring experience.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Let me start out with some good news. Last week, the Supreme Court finally ruled that while SB 4 here in the state of Texas is going through the lower courts, the challenges in the lower courts, that it can be enacted. Now, some of the tenets of SB 4, the weakest of the border bills that were debated in the last legislative session, of course, the strongest one being SB 20, which was defeated by Dade Phelan and his pro-Democrat Republicans at the behest of Democrats. SB 4 allows for Texas authorities to detain and to arrest and in some cases deport illegal aliens here in the state of Texas who are accused of breaking the law. So that is now the law here in Texas, and it has been allowed to be in force while the lower court challenges go through. Now, we have been enduring because of Beijing Biden's illegal immigration campaign and the Democrats' illegal immigration campaign, the, I guess, predictable outcome of this type of open border scenario, which has welcomed into the country roughly enough population that eclipses 36 states combined, 10 to 12 million illegal aliens so far. And because there's been little to no vetting because of the amount of illegal aliens that have been allowed to stream into this country, we are now getting criminals and bad people coming in, courtesy of Democrats. And here are some of the headlines that those Democrats with GOP votes to fund all of it, these are some of the headlines they're generating. Guatemalan illegal alien accused of a police sergeant's death is released. Why? Because the Guatemalan illegal alien, he was 18 at the time, Virgilio Aguilar Mendez, he wasn't Mirandized in his country's language. So because authorities didn't bother to go find an interpreter from Guatemala and get him there to read him his rights and something he could understand, he claims he didn't understand his rights, and he claims he didn't understand the police officer was trying to detain him as he was resisting arrest. He didn't understand. And because of that, the scuffle that ensued, a police sergeant passed away. And because he died, the illegal alien will not be held accountable now because he didn't seem to understand, which, by the way, describes the lion's share of individuals who are breaking into our country from 168 countries all over the globe. Another interesting headline. Illegal alien from Lebanon caught at the border. This is one of the rare ones that we caught. This illegal alien terrorist says, hey, I'm from Hezbollah. I'm 22 years old. My name is Basel Abadi. And I came here to build a bomb. And I'm going to build that bomb and I'm heading to New York City. It's what he told Beijing Biden and his crew. And of course, you know, New York City votes mostly socialists, where, you know, their mindset, their mentality welcome this kind of thing. So this is the man they caught. Remember, there are millions of illegal aliens that streamed into the United States unvetted. Nobody knows who they are. And I wonder how many of those were of the same ilk as Basel Abadi. How many of them were terrorists, narco-terrorists, foreign military, MS-13, savage cartel members or savage gang members? Don't know. Democrats said we can't find out. They're going to keep it all a secret. Meantime, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, they are flying in. They are actually chartering flights to go to foreign countries, pick up illegal aliens, and fly them back into the United States. One of them was this this guy, a Haitian illegal alien that was brought in by Beijing Biden. And he got here and he was so thankful for Democrats letting him in to the country. He found a 15-year-old disabled girl and he allegedly raped her. That's another wonderful headline from Democrat policies fully funded by Republicans. Then there was this ruling out of Illinois, an Obama judge by the name of Sharon Johnson Coleman, U.S. District Judge, ruled last week that illegal aliens who are here in the country who have been forbidden to carry firearms because, you know, they're foreign nationals and they're in our country illegally, she declared that prohibition unconstitutional, basically saying illegal aliens have a right to carry firearms in the country. So while the Democrats are working to take firearms out of the hands of law-abiding Americans, they're working to put firearms in the hands of illegal alien criminals. What could go wrong, right? Foreign nationals coming into our country. And by the way, once they're here, these Democrats want to give the illegal aliens power over you, like this shrub at the Dallas Commissioner's Court. His name is Commissioner Stuart Campbell, and he wants to remove the word citizen from the city charter to replace it with the words resident, people, or persons. That way, illegal aliens and foreign nationals can serve on city boards, commissions, and task forces. So let's review, folks. The Democrats want to bring in millions upon millions of illegal aliens into this country. They want to arm them. They want to give them the power to tell you what to do. And they want to take away all your power to resist. What could go wrong? Talk more about this coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free reactivation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, the Luke Mesia Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
I want to go over some of the impacts of the crises at the border. And that's plural. That's multiple crises that we're dealing with here at the border with my next guest. Because frankly, folks, the Democrats are doing all this stuff to us, and they want to make it so they can continue to do stuff to us without having to suffer any consequences. Bad things to us without having to suffer any consequences. So I think we ought to be pushing back on some of this stuff. Let me bring in my guest, James Massa. He is the CEO of Numbers USA. It's a policy organization focused on sensible immigration reform. James, welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
Sir, let me give you a couple of headlines, and I'm going to ask you to react. First headline is the Department of Homeland Security, who was following Beijing Biden's orders, and these multiple flights that they're conducting, ushering in about, 350,000 the last time I saw illegal aliens, and the flights continue. They went to Haiti, picked up this guy last summer, brought him in, illegal immigration, taxpayer funded. He rapes a disabled 15-year-old teenager. There's number one. Number two, a Guatemalan illegal alien accused in a police sergeant's death. He gets off scot-free because the contention was he didn't understand the language. He wasn't properly Mirandized. We have 168 countries here breaking into the United States. They're citizens. And we're expected to find translators for each one. Can you react to those stories, sir?
Well, you actually see two things going on even there in this crisis situation. The Haiti situation is part of Biden's administration's policy to allow carte blanche up to 30,000 people to be able to be brought in illegally to the interior of our nation, flown into cities like Denver, flown into cities like Chicago, flown into cities like New York, as from four countries, Haiti, Nicaragua, Honduras, and Venezuela. So that's why you see things like these, not only this particular criminal who had this heinous crime occur, but also you see the stress on cities like Denver, where there are $100 million in deficit on their ability to have social services. And their biggest concern is Venezuelan refugees. Mm-hmm. And that's what they have there, is they're being brought in by this country. The largest transporter of illegal immigrants in the United States is the U.S. federal government. It is not Governor Abbott. Now, the Guatemalan piece is another situation altogether. It's another situation where someone has crossed the border and comes into the nation illegally. They are an illegal alien. They are given a job permit. They're given transportation through an NGO to the interior of the nation, and then crimes occur. And then, as you've described, I mean, you have this ludicrous scenario where not being able to Mirandize them because he can't speak 165 languages is just not an acceptable thing for us as a nation to have to bear if we're going to try to have law and order in our cities.
Yeah, can you imagine the expense of having to provide just for the millions of illegal aliens who were unvetted, potential criminals, or when they do commit crimes? And basically what this case has given a template is, it's said to every illegal alien criminal, all you got to do is come into America, you can commit crimes, and you get off because you just claim you don't speak the language. Ta-da! And it's game over for American citizens. You know, the FBI, Mr. Massa, is telling us and telling law enforcement officials and our elected leaders that it's not a matter of if, but when there's a terrorist attack in this country. Let me just ask you for your sense of the people. When the terrorist attack occurs, and depending how severe it is, do you think the American people will rightly blame the U.S. government for what it did to allow that terrorist attack to happen? Or do you think they'll be able to spin it away?
Well, the terrorist attack being imminent is a question of national concern. You know, we actually partnered with an organization called Uniglobe that put out a movie recently called America Invaded to ask that very question. And if you go to sensibleimmigration.com, you can get a link to that movie. And it talks about how many of these people who are known terrorists have already been apprehended at the border, which is like 300.
Yep.
And it's, in the past, it's been single digits in any given year. And then how many have come in the known and unknown gotaways that we just don't know how many terrorists are actually in there. So the chance of something occurring is very high. When that occurs, will the nation turn and say the government's at fault? They may say the government's at fault. The question is, are they going to say this administration is at fault? Because it's this administration that is not following the laws of our nation right now. Congress sets the law for immigration. They tell the executive branch to enforce it, and it's not being enforced by Biden and his secretary, Mayorkas. So,
well, yeah, let's also be fair, though, Mr. Massa, because Republicans who have had the ability to, oh, we see that Joe Biden is a lawless Democrat. We see the Democrat Party is a bunch of lawless freaks who do not believe in our mutual compact, the Constitution, anymore. These Republicans have voted repeatedly over and over and over again to give them our money so they can facilitate their lawlessness. So when I say a blanket coverage of government betrayal of our people, teeing up a terrorist attack, which will result in our people laying dead in the streets, we have no idea how many, because we have no idea how severe the terrorist attack will be. There is a reason I asked this specific question, is because there seem to be so many Americans out there who would be duped and focused on the attack itself rather than the government that did it on purpose to us, that teed it up, that allowed this to happen.
Well, we, as at Numbers USA, and you can see our information, numbersusa.com, we have always been focused on the policies. And the policies of this nation are supposed to come from Congress, which they do as it relates to immigration. And then the enforcement has to come from the executive branch. And we're a nonpartisan organization, so we know that there are Democrats out there, like 37 of them, who voted in favor of the Lake and Riley Act because they see that something has to be done to change the impact of the border surge that's occurring under the Biden administration to be able to gain controls of our borders right now. And the cost of that is actually in human lives, and it's also in cost to our social costs. The federal government today, this week is an important week, because they are going to be looking at appropriations to the federal government as to how much money the Department of Homeland Security is going to have. And the House has the power of the purse to say no more, no more, no more. You have to do something about the border before we give you any more money to just process more illegal aliens in here faster, faster, faster.
Well, exactly. And since the Republicans have been in charge of the House, they have not chosen to exercise that power of the purse, just signing off on profligate Democrat socialist spending. James Massa is our guest right now, folks. He's with Numbers USA. He's the CEO of Numbers USA. The Senate bill that was put out, it was garbage. And we all know it was garbage, but it's being spun by the biased press as bipartisan. Yeah, they all agreed to give the government more power not to do anything about illegal immigration. Sole power not to do anything about illegal immigration. So it's being spun, though, as President Trump killed a bipartisan bill. Can you tell the folks the truth about what that Senate bill was?
You know, I heard on the break Ben Struessen's summary of what the bill was, and he did a great summary, but the one thing he missed out of all of it, which is atrocious, is that during a closing of the border, it is mandated and becomes codified in the law that the government shall admit, which is very legal, emphatic language, 1,400 illegal immigrants every single day. You know, our legal immigration system only has 1.1 million people that are supposed to come into the nation every year.
Wow.
And this would be over 500,000 that are being codified into law, must be processed, known illegal immigrants, given work permits, 500,000 every year. So the Senate bill did nothing but raise immigration, both on the legal side as well as on the illegal side. And then, as was pointed out, it also added a lot more people who aren't judges to be able to process illegal aliens into the nation faster for the Biden administration. Something like 50,000 people were going to be hired accordingly to be able to do that. So the Senate bill was bad legislation. It was killed in the Senate. It didn't even get to a vote because even the Democrats, who had more than 50 votes in the Senate, weren't going to put it out for a discussion. So Trump was against it, yes, but he didn't kill the bill by any means. It was just bad legislation.
It was just terrible. Now, you guys at Numbers USA, you're touting the Secure the Border Act. What makes this one better?
Well, the Secure Border Act is H.R. 2, is the second legislation that went through the House of Representatives as a high priority, and it got passed in the House. So it's available, and Senator Cruz put it out into the Senate as well. It's available for the Senate to vote on today and the president to sign. It secures the border. It addresses 14 or 15 different areas of loopholes and issues that exist in our immigration law today that allow this border surge to occur. More importantly, that allow this administration to abuse the law to make this border surge occur. And it gives states the standing to be able to hold the federal government accountable. So no longer would Texas be resisted from being able to file a lawsuit against the federal Department of Homeland Security when Texas is being impacted because the federal government's not doing its job. So it's one of the things in H.R. 2 that's very powerful is that. The other is parole reform, asylum reform, and it also mandates a remain in Mexico policy. There's other parts, but those four things are really important legs to it.
And I think it was very important for you to note that that legislation does give the states authority and standing to push back on the federal government when, as it's doing right now under Joe Biden, when it decides, hey, we don't want to follow the law this year, or we don't want to follow the law for 3 years. It gives the states the ability to say, no, if you're not going to follow the law, then we're going to. Wouldn't this, in effect, if this law were to pass, would undo that crazy SB 1070 ruling out of Arizona where the Supreme Court stupidly and ignorantly said that if the federal government wants to ignore law, it's its right to ignore the law?
You know, the federal government, the executive branch has the responsibility to implement regulations that put in place the law that the Congress puts in place. And there's this thing called the Chevron standard, which has to do with a lawsuit against Chevron as a company, where it ends up being that the federal government executive branch can basically fill in the gaps when it's not really certain what Congress meant on the law. Today, the executive branch has greatly abused that. So to be able to allow the executive branch in particular to do what it wants, to be able to ignore law, let alone fill in the law, is a very precarious thing for our nation. So I think this would stand against it. I don't have the legal expertise that I have on my staff, but I don't have it in my mind right now to be able to answer your specific question.
Well, I do know
I do want to say one thing, if I could, though.
Yeah, sure.
The cost of these things are... You mentioned, like, the language cost. I just want to point out, you've done a great job of talking about all the criminality that's coming into the nation. But the social costs are not at the federal level. The state of Texas and every other state has to bear the cost of educating illegal immigrant children in their schools today. They absolutely have to do that, which means they have to provide language skills for it. So these poor teachers are being inundated with people from 165 countries, with all the different languages that come with it, and the local schools that are having to bear that cost, which means the local state taxpayer is the one who actually bears the social cost of this illegal immigration surge.
Folks, look up that case, Plyler versus Doe. Plyler versus Doe articulate basically what the Supreme Court stupidly and, again, ignorantly decided, that the American taxpayer is on the hook to educate every child on planet Earth, so long as that child can break into the United States by hook or by crook. It was a terrible ruling, and it needs to be undone. Last thing I wanted to talk with you about, Mr. Massa, was this documentary you mentioned, America Invaded. I know you're going to encourage folks to see it. Give me an example of something that folks would learn by watching this documentary that they don't already know.
Well, they may already know that five of the people who were actually involved in the 9/11 attacks overstayed their visas. And this year alone, we have 850,000 people who are in the United States overstaying their visa. Those are government records, and nothing's being done about it.
Wow.
Because ICE, our internal system to be able to deport people, are just being neutered by this administration. They really can't go after people who are doing visa overstays because they just don't have the force to be able to do it. The other is that they may learn that it's been 20 years, and the systems that were put in place immediately after 9/11, like real ID, extension of the border wall, et cetera, have not been finalized. I mean, we're 20 years past 9/11, where they recognized that false documents were a major issue, and they wanted to do something with their driver's licenses. And it won't be until May of next year that real ID has to be implemented by all the different states.
Wow.
And then it talks very grievously about the real human toll of people who went over and fought our wars in the Middle East to be able to fight the terrorists there, the war on terror there, and not bring it here. And they're asking, we fought those wars, we shed our blood, why are we allowing these people just to come into the nation today? Because we know that terrorists are coming into the nation today. What was the purpose of this war? Are we more secure? And I think the beginning of your program said it. We're not necessarily more secure.
No, we're not. And you know what, by the way, the material cost, the monetary cost to the American taxpayer since Joe Biden's illegal immigration campaign began, it's estimated $560 billion of additional costs lumped onto your great-great-grandchildren, kids, out there. It is going to be a fiscal disaster. It's going to be a criminal disaster. It is a disaster for our country if this is allowed to continue. James Massa, he is the CEO of Numbers USA. If folks want to check out your organization and that new documentary, where can they go?
They can go to numbersusa.com, and they can have a take action button or join us button that's in the upper right. They can also go to sensibleimmigration.com to learn more about America Invaded.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much. That's going to do it, everybody, for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Now, I think it's very important you folks get engaged, try to make sure your politicians are looking out there for you. And to do that, they have to stand up against these Democrats, against these leftists. The way you can keep track of what's going on so you're informed, go to TexasScorecard.com. That's a good idea. They know all the things that are going on here in Texas, the things the Democrats are trying to do to you, and the efforts of the Republicans to try to stop it, those who are real Republicans, real conservatives. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me. The Chris Salcedo Show's on Conservative Talk Radio in the morning. That's where you get to call in. At KSEV, you get to call in on the Rumble and Getter chats or from Newsmax 2. In the afternoon, it's all television at Newsmax 1, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.